Jefferson K is program director of the 50,000-watt giant, WKBW Buffalo, New York.
KB is a contemporary, highly individual, personality-oriented, and hopefully entertaining radio station. Since the turn to top 40, music and news, rock and roll, whatever you choose to call it, some 15 years ago, KB has led the market with a policy of personality radio. We've tried to adhere to a certain kind of predictable unpredictability. And at the same time, we've never been afraid to break rules if the situation or if the personality lends itself to that kind of a situation. My philosophy is that the listener should not be a cipher, a neuter, that the station should not be background. We try to make them consciously think of the station as more than just a place on the radio dial. It's the center of activity in the community. Dan Everett, now doing 6 to 10, is a homegrown product. He's been at KB Radio now for 10 years, first as afternoon drive, and now doing mornings. And if pressed, I would have to say that although he causes me an awful lot of headaches, I don't think I've ever heard a more consistent, more human-sounding entertainer.
Hey, guess what today is? Today is Bachelor Day. Big, big fat tears have started to roll from my director's eyes, remembering those wonderful days of yesteryore. Now, you weren't happy as a bachelor. What fun is it to be a bachelor? A bachelor has, you know, has to do his own cooking and his own laundry. And he has to clean his own apartment. Unless he's a good-looking bachelor, then he... Too bad, Jim, you didn't fall into that category. It's 27 and a half minutes after 7 o'clock. It is Bachelor's Day today. And to all you bachelors out there, you lucky son of a gun.
You're about to hear the words of a criminal.
I'm going to Depew tomorrow afternoon. I think I better get some of those checks. I want to say hello to some people I met over the weekend. To John and Maureen O'Brien. Good morning, John and Maureen O'Brien. How you doing this morning? Thanks for listening to the Nevereth Show. I talked to John at the basketball game the other night. And he said he likes listening to KB, except he doesn't like the music or the commercials or any of the funny stuff we do or the news. But other than that, he thinks the station's great. Also, a lot of Lenny. Sorry, Lenny, but I'll do the best I can. Janusz Wojcicki. Well, you know who you are, Lenny.
Jack Sheridan, 9 to noon, from Michigan. And although he's only been in the broadcasting field for a couple of years, he's a big league guy who's just beginning to discover what he can do.
Thank you. 19 minutes after 9 from WKBW on the Jack Sheridan Show. Free Whoppers from Burger King, a book of gold bond trading stamps, and a bottle of Silence's Golden Cough Formula. Could be yours. Call me right now at 644-9850 for Classic Bonanza if you'd like to test your musical ability, the recall ability. 644-9850. I'll take the first call. Donnie, Osmond, how can I tell him this is not a puppy love? Well, better by growing up and starting to be a goof around at about 20 years old. That'd be the best way, Donnie. 22 minutes after 9 on the Jack Sheridan Show.
Don Burns, noon to 3, native of Connecticut, son of a dentist, Brown University graduate, KB music director. Young, aggressive, intelligent, and always on.
And this is Don Burns, KB Radio Music. $1 for every dollar donated. Governor Rockefeller did that, huh? That's pretty good. They must make great martinis at those Boy Scout conventions.
KB, can't you see? Let's go together at KB.
Woo! Hey, let's
be
together.
Weekends are a groove.
For Sleazy Sally, wherever she is. That's El Paso, Marty Robbins. That's what the Mexican makes at his El Girl at the El Drive-In. It's 1:13 with Don Burns on a TGIF from KB.
Pure dynamite! Get it now!
Valentine's Day, Chicago. The Price Killers.
Introducing everything.
Introducing the elegant disc jockey from KB, Jerry Farrell. So good you'll be glad there's only one of them. Tomorrow morning at 10.
Sandy Beach from 3 to 7 p.m. Now, Sandy has done practically every shift on the air at KB and has improved the audience position of each one. Now, 2 years ago, he went to afternoon drive, and this Emerson College graduate from a small mill town in Massachusetts really took off. Charlie Parker at WDRC still hasn't forgiven me for stealing it.
And this is Sandy Beach, KB Radio Music. The United States government is not taking any chances. We are getting a male panda and a female panda. Now, these two will be the only two in the country, and to make sure that they're good friends, President Nixon has arranged for a room at the Sheridan.
How can I go on living?
Yes, don't say you don't remember, because I have films and tape recordings, and you'll pay for the rest of your life. Remember that party? It's 21 minutes before 7 with Sandy Beach on the radio. Tonight at 7 o'clock, Jack Armstrong. Jack Armstrong's wife, I don't know if you know this, is tattooed. Did you know that? That Wendy is tattooed, and on a dull night, every once in a while, she calls me up and invites me over to look at the pictures.
You!
A real treat. I just met our general manager's wife. Our new general manager is a very young guy. His name is Mr. Kronk. And I met his wife, and she is very young, too. She came to pick him up from the station, but he wasn't ready to go yet. He still was in a meeting, so she waited in the waiting room.
filling in her bozo coloring book.
What can you say about Jack Armstrong? Humble, low profile, discreet? No way. Exciting, charged up, and a rating grabber? Right on. He works like a brute and is exciting as hell. And believe me when I say there's no other like him.
Jackson Armstrong, WKBW Radio Music!
What are you doing tonight?
Listen to KB, I listen every night, KB.
No place to go.
I listen 5 hours every night.
Hoping
it'll solidify so they can build houses on it and get rich overnight.
You're listening to the Jack Armstrong Experience on
WKW, the home of dynamite music. There, Dot Burge, that silly son of a gun. Look at him. He'll do anything to get attention. I never see anything like it. Kenny Rogers, first edition. Turn around, Ruby, and show him your topless dresser, honey.
For God's sakes, turn around.
Yeah, good heavens. Don't let the man go on it. And go through life without... Yeah, turn around. He's going to put you in the ground with his gun. He's going to run the barrel of his gun that way. I'm going to tell you. Don't eat! Editing hits your ear most often. What else you gonna listen to, huh? Somebody call up them other people and tell them to turn it off. They're running up their electric bill. He's on the grassroots, 33 in a row, as always, after the news, former TV exclusive, Glory Bound. Glory Bound, go dance myself to glory. Hallelujah! Grassroots of WKBW 24th, biggest in the bubble, 33 at 11 minutes after 8 o'clock. Jackson Armstrong with you. 21 chilly ones on the outside here, folks. A little ice skating on the roads, but you can dig it.
The north wind is the
now, you heard it on radio, and you know it's true, baby. Fajahex, clean up your act there, man. Clean up your face. Save face with some Fajahex, and when you hear it on radio, you know it's true. We can't lie on radio, but remember, WKBW cures warts.
Bob McRae is a graduate of Ithaca College who started as a part-timer. Now, since Bob has gone to the all-night show on a steady basis, the morning man's numbers have never been better. And I know that Bob is partially responsible for this.
Bob McRae, WKBW Radio Music, and Henry Brock is a little bit down this afternoon. Oh, good afternoon, everybody. Henry's a little bit disappointed. Friday, he went bowling and someone stole his rubbers. Now, that's not too bad, but they came back for his bowling shirt, and he was wearing it at the time.
Number one!
All right, it's a Sunday afternoon. Bob McRae, WKBW Radio. Well, I see 7 o'clock this afternoon, this evening, wherever you are. Got the music, like this one, 1969, exactly 3 years ago today. Get it on. Foundation! That's called Build Me Up, Buttercup, 1969, with Bob McRae at WKBW. Goodbye, Jack Sheridan. Jack's just leaving now, but I wish he'd straighten up the studio a little bit before he leaves the studio. You want to help me get this couch and hassock out of here, please? A couple of movers that work on Sunday. Beverly Bremers at KB Radio. That's How Can You Say Don't Remember, because I'll hit you in the face.
Casey Petrowski graduated from college this year, State University of New York, and has the worst voice in radio. He also has one of the quickest minds I've ever had the chance to work with. He's young, he needs a lot of seasoning, but boy, is he good.
A sound heard only by dogs and Buck Rogers. And girls that I have dated. Oh, I already mentioned dogs. I'm sorry. 326. Make it 426 in Buffalo, 326 in Chicago, though 226 in Windsor. This is Casey Petrowski. This is the Nut Hour on the Petrowski Weekend. Thingamabob. Casey Petrowski on the radio. Thingamabobbing along until 5 o'clock. Again, for those of you who missed it, RNZ is R-N-Z-Z. That's the four-letter word you've never heard before on the radio. That is the Swedish word for bad breath and sheep. Okay, take that down. Daniel Webster, notwithstanding, that's the word.
Without you by my side, I'm going away.
Oh, thank you, sir. Keep your hands to yourself, please.
And what you've heard of KB doesn't tell the whole story. There are not many programmers that would take a chance on a kid like Petrowski, but that doesn't say that I'm daring or a visionary. You see a bit, that'll fit, and you use it. It's the same with people. His kind of voice and humor can make it with us, as can a lot of things that we do that many programmers would feel break all the rules. But then you think, who makes the rules?